It is 52 degrees, a little chillier wake-up temperature. The man who spots the sleeping bees in the morning this week is on the line with us. The beekeeper, if you will, Jason Kantz. Good morning.
Good morning.
You couldn't hear me on the phone very well. I was talking to you. You were like, hello, hello.
Well, I heard you, and I said hello, and then it sounded like you didn't hear me, so I think we were just miscommunicating.
Okay. All right, so two straight days, I think, yeah, I've seen you spotting sleeping bees on the flowers. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect time of year for it. The males don't go back to the nest, so, I mean, they got to sleep somewhere. So, I think they're out pollinating, and then they just get tired and they take a nap. So it's fun to go out and see that they're out there.
Uh-huh.
It sounded like a few other people were out spotting bees yesterday as well, so...
So you did not rush down to the Grand Avenue Bridge and get your picture taken with that giant bee sculpture?
No, but I was actually thinking about that before we got on the phone, thinking I should probably do that this weekend at some point. And that'd be really good. I'm eager to see it.
52 degrees. Well, we're getting there near the end of August. August kitchen match here for WIB Incorporated, but I mean... Before you know it, you know, September, Labor Day, fall, it's knocking on the door, don't you think?
It is. Yeah, we're coming up on the best month of the year. October is coming up right around the corner here, so.
There is the birthday push,
looking
folks.
Looking forward to it.
That's the birthday push right there.
Right. Yeah, a big one this year, right? I mean, the Jubilee birthday, 50
yeah.
years old, and yeah, so it's coming. It's coming. My assistant just turned 50 this past weekend. And she said, you know, it's not really as big a deal as I would have expected. And her daughter had said to her, Mom, you don't look like you're 50. And she said, so do I look like I'm 70? She said, no, you're much more like you're 40 yet.
Nice.
So hopefully that will. Yeah. So hopefully people won't think I'm 70. Although I'm excited to qualify for the Hope Gospel Mission senior discount now. So.
Which comes at 50? Yeah, a lot of those. You must be already getting
50, yeah.
the mailings from ARP and company.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they're eager to get me on board soon, so.
Yeah, you know, I've only visited a couple. I mean, I've only made calls on them for my other job, the L.E. Phillips Senior Center. But, yeah, you're welcome there at 52, sure. 50-5-0. So,
yeah.
Anyhow. Yeah, all sorts of possibilities. Although a lot of those discounted coffee things, you got to wait maybe a little bit older. All right,
yeah.
We've got Matthew 7:15. We are, bit by bit working our way through here, the final chapter of the Sermon on the Mount.
We're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So verse 15 says, "Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so in Jason's Letters to the Beloved devotional commentary, here's how he tackles Matthew 7:15. "Beware of those who claim that they are the only ones who have rightly understood my word. They often use many God words and enthusiasm, but there's no evidence of love. They use their positions of authority to control people. Their criticisms, shaming, and demands devour people bite by bite. Once they have consumed the souls of the broken, they move on to their next feeding."
Yeah, that's punchy.
Uh-huh.
I think, there's... So often, I think, as Christians, we look for evil outside of religious institutions, outside of the church, and oftentimes they're right inside. You know, I think we really need to be looking for evidence of love in the lives of people, and even more importantly, within ourselves.
Well, so that whole, I mean, you know, you can go back to Jeremiah in terms of the human heart, right? I mean, so 17:9. And so that identifying of evil, sinfulness, fallenness, I mean, G.K. Chesterton, biggest problem in the world, me, it starts with me.
Right.
But then...
Yep. That, the dividing line between good and evil, it runs through the heart of every person.
Yes. But
Solzhenitsyn.
Yes, yep. Excellent. But then also in terms of the love, I mean, in terms of, and we got Peabody in concert, free concert, Bloomer Baptist Church tomorrow night. I mean, his song, played it yesterday, Love Everybody. I mean, everybody's an image bearer, right?
So. Yeah, right, for sure. Absolutely.
All right, a good message heading into the weekend.
Important stuff to remember.
For sure. All right, so I want to see you at Randy's for breakfast tomorrow morning at 7, but I got to say, I'm just saying, I'm doing a high school football game at Greenwood. Going to be a late night, but hey, we missed last week. I want to see you tomorrow, so.
Hopefully we'll all be there.
All right, sounds good. There we go. Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Letters to the Beloved and other books like Living in the Larger Story and his book on poetry and Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus on John 13 through 17 here on WWIB.
Chi High football with some fireworks at the end of the game on our sister station, WOGO.
And Howard, the wingback, second and one from the 5-yard line. Von Hayden going to keep it himself. He's all alone. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. And the Cards take the lead with 3:22 to play.
Audio courtesy our sister station, WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Cards win 35-21 over DC Everest to improve to 2-0 on the young season. And the man right across the desk, Mark Halverson, will have sports for you tonight as it's the season opener for 8-man football in the state of Wisconsin. We'll have the McDonald Max at Greenwood tonight at 6:35.
That's right. So good job out of you. Heard some great calls last night and fun result, right? 35-21, 2-0 for the Cards.
Yeah, and again, football all across the state, kind of a lot starting on Thursday and the familiar Friday night lights. So great weather, beautiful night, and looking forward to more and more every week.
Well, it is Rock, Paper, Scissors Day, so happy that for you. But how about a little history on that?
Sure.
Did you know that this hand game originated in China?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting. And obviously, we know how it works. I mean, rock, paper, scissors, we've played it here on the show, actually,
yes,
not that
long
ago. Yes,
we have played to a tie, I do believe.
That's right. And it's really one of those mental games, isn't it, in terms of just trying to outsmart your opponent?
Well, I know I you know, always try and, you know, do the little contests and things like that. And there was actually, like, a chain of gas stations that had on a little online game where you'd play rock, paper, scissors every day to try to win, like, free fuel or discounts and, you know, things like that, too. So I play that every single day for a while. Now, I think the odds were kind of stacked against me.
Okay.
But, yeah, I did what I could there.
All right. Well, yeah, so they say, you know, there's three possible results. You know, you win, you lose, you draw. If both players choose the same shape, then the game is tied. And then you kind of come up with something else to break the tie. Do it again. But, yeah, the game spread from China while developing different variants in signs over time. So rock, paper, scissors often used as a fair choosing method between two people, similar to coin flipping, drawing straws, what have you.
No, I don't think it's quite as fair as coin flipping because of the mental aspect, because you're trying to outsmart your opponent. So I don't think it's quite.
And then you can get into some controversy in terms of if a person waited to show their...
Well, yeah, because usually it's 1-2-3 shoot, right? But, you know, if somebody jumps a little bit, and then you can really complicate it by doing rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock.
Okay, which of course I've never done that.
That's from a popular sitcom as well, too. That gets way, way more complicated, which we won't get into
here. Right, right. Well, there you go. Interesting. Well,
there you go. If you have a decision to make today, maybe rock, paper, scissors, and if it goes badly, don't come back to us about it. If you like deals, and I love them. I'm seriously, it probably shows my age that I'm in my mid-30s now, but one of my favorite things to do, literally, I mean, you can ask my mom, ask my sisters, one of my favorite things to do is get deals, like, at the grocery store. Like, we found a discount grocery store up north of Rice Lake. A little shout out here to Glacier Lakes. And that was one of my best memories this summer, is all the great deals I got on groceries. I know it's kind of sad, but I love deals. It is our weekly tradition to get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week or so, because we know how busy you are. So things like news, sports, politics, pop culture, you want to stay abreast of what's going on in the world, but there's just not time. And so we help you out with that. We aggregate all that information and we condense it down to bite-sized pieces because we respect your time. We call it headlines. And here we go.
A study found that boa constrictors and anacondas don't kill their victims by squeezing the air out of them as we thought, but by cutting off their blood flow.
Well, that changes everything. I think we owe them all an apology.
Yes. Sorry.
A 129-foot super yacht valued at almost $8 million sunk to the bottom of the ocean off the coast of Italy.
Now that poor billionaire will be forced to use his 112-foot superyacht for a while.
Life is hard.
I feel sorry for him. A new global study, this is incredible, hard to believe, finds that the U.S. isn't even rated in the top 10 best countries to live.
Which just seems wrong because we have Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Another study shows that the brains of hoarders are different.
Yeah, it's mostly filled with junk.
Got that right.
Tennis superstar Serena Williams announcing she'll soon retire.
Unless she gets an offer she can't refuse from the New England Patriots.
There you go.
Meanwhile, Jurassic World star Bryce Dallas Howard says she was paid, quote, so much less than her male co-star Chris Pratt.
Yeah, but the dinosaurs were actually paid the most, but who's going to say no to them?
Right.
And finally, a study finds that we are more mentally alert in rooms painted bright colors, such as reds and yellows.
Which explains why I get my best ideas between Big Macs.
Oh, boy.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Some fireworks for the Chippewa Falls Cardinals last night on our sister station, WOGO and WOGO Sports.
Chi High will be backed up. They'll keep it at the 7-yard line, 2nd and 15, no score. 4:45 and counting. Chi High in the double wing. Von Hayden back to pass, going to float it out right side. He's got a man across the 20. It's a foot race now. 45-50 down the sideline. He's going to go all the way. Mason Howard, 93 yards to the house. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
That on our sister station, WOGO. And tonight, as the Cards won last night, 35-21 over DC Everest tonight, it'll be the season opener for 8-man football. The McDonnell Max on the road at Greenwood. Halva will have your call at 6:35 on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. I saw this on social media yesterday from the SportsCenter page, and I think I'll share it quick in our WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. A high school football program in Illinois is going viral for a fun reason. So they had a mom's night at preseason practice, and again, thanking parents for all that they invest. I mean, high school athletics, any level of athletics, there's just so much involved. Not only the shuttling to and fro, but again, all the expense of equipment and pregame meals and things like that, postgame meals and team meals, usually the night before. There's a lot that goes in with being a sports parent. And so this high school football program in Illinois had a mom's night, but as part of the festivities, they put shoulder pads and helmets on these moms, and they had their sons hold a football in front of a tackling mat, and they had these moms tackle their high school sons, and the boys just had to stand there and take it as their mom ran up full speed from about 15 yards away and tackled them onto the mat. Everybody was safe. Everybody had fun. It's hilarious, and you have to see the end of this video because most of the moms had pretty good form and had a great tackle, but there's one mom who was just, you know, she was more of a little mama, and her son was a big boy, and she kind of went bounce. I'll post that right at the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. It's the group, not the page. Make sure you ask to join if you're not already a member. Well, it's time now for Halvo's weekly labor of love. If you ever notice that he disappears for a while on Fridays during the show, that's because he is just frantically working to just aggregate everything that we talked about and did in a week's worth of shows here on WWIB and figure out how to condense it down into just a few minutes. What's the story this week, Mark?
Yeah, every week's a little different. And so this week, Tuesday morning at about 8:45, we aired the ABC interview from Monday. Chris Connolly did a story with Toby Mack talking about the death of his 21-year-old son, Truett. That is just so good. I couldn't edit just parts of that. So we've got that. And then something that also arose as kind of a humorous theme of the week. Here it is, the best of the week.
With big hits like I Just Need You and exuberant concerts, singer, rapper, and recording artist Toby Mack has long been a chart-topping star of contemporary Christian music.
The reason I got into music from day one was my hope was that this music would turn people's eyes to God.
October 17th, 2019, in Franklin, Tennessee, Toby Mack was not on stage but in the audience, cheering on the first ever live performance by his son, aspiring artist Truett Foster McKeon, making Toby a proud dad.
I mean, he crushed it. He knocked it out of the park. And I said, I love you, son. I'm proud of you, man. And I walked away. Last time I saw him, I was in front of the theater.
Days later, on October 23rd, Truett was found dead at his residence in Nashville of an accidental overdose of fentanyl and amphetamines. He was 21 years old.
You knew his heart. You knew his artistry. You also knew his struggles.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of conversations did the two of you have about the ways in which he struggled?
It wasn't like he had gone to rehab. This was maybe a little bit of a secret life struggle. This was his first time that I know of buying something from the streets. But it feels like one fatal mistake to me.
How'd you find out what had happened?
I found out when I was on a tour bus in Canada, and I just fell to my knees. I asked probably 25 times like that day, are you sure? Are you sure? Are they sure? I couldn't believe my amazing son was gone.
People wonder, how do you get through the first days of something like this?
I can't give you the answer, Chris, of how you get through it. I know how I did, and it was music.
Toby Mac's new album, Life After Death, reveals his personal journey from the raw ache of 21 years.
But I have you in my heart.
And through its sister Marley, poignantly missing everything about you.
I just miss being around you.
2.5 years, leading to the reborn spirit of the goodness.
You are the goodness in my life.
You have always been a reliable chronicler of your faith and the way that it's uplifted millions of people from the beginning of your career. How did the loss of your son affect that faith?
It rocked it for a while. I didn't walk away. I just kind of made a deal with God. I go, I'm going to trust you through this. I'm going to try. I gave him a chance, is how I say it. That might be a little dishonoring. I don't mean it to be, but I gave him a chance. And in that time, he was kind.
You spoke of the last conversation you had with Truett, but you didn't mention his last text to you.
Yeah. He said, Dad, you've always made me feel like a superhero. Yeah. You know, you couldn't ask for more than that. I'm so grateful that he knew I loved him. I have no doubt about him walking with God. I have no doubt. And that brings me such beautiful assurance.
What is the percentage of people who twist their Oreos apart before eating them?
Do you have a comment on the actual answer here? Because I do.
What would yours be?
I'm surprised it's that low.
Me too. I would think, because I almost always, unless I'm like super, super snarfing it down, I almost always.
But then Oreo, if I eat an Oreo just standard, eat it, I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's the guilt.
Right. I know it is.
Pleased to be joined here on the line by Mikey Howard, lead singer of 7 Time Down. They have a brand new album just dropped Friday called By Faith. Mikey, welcome to WWIB. How do you eat an Oreo?
Pull it apart, eat the cream, and then dip the chocolate in milk.
That is the correct answer. Good morning, WWIB.
18%.
18%. What's your name?
Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry from Bloomer. She is a Win It Wednesday champ, folks.
Oh, man.
I thought it sounded like you, Sherry. Yes, 18%. 18% of people twist their Oreos apart before eating them. Bonus follow-up question, Sherry from Bloomer. Do you twist your Oreo apart, or are you one of the 82% of heathens who do not?
I do twist them apart, but I only eat the gold and yellow ones.
Really? Okay, Sure. That's a nice caveat. I do love the gold and yellow, but I mean, double stuff or mega stuff for me, just personally. There you go. How about the best of the week? Man, everything from a moving interview to Oreo quandaries and best practices.
Sweet and salty right here on this show.